Hey guys, my name's Epic Man.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Welcome, everybody.
Welcome, fellas. It's episode. What episode are we on? Four.
Four. Yeah.
Yeah. Episode four. Epic holiday special.
Woo! Epic trollers. Epic holiday special.
Yeah. Epic trollers. Epic holiday special. It's pretty legendary.
Welcome, everybody. It's great to have y'all.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the two of us here, but it's great to have all of y'all.
Yeah, it's all of you, whoever is listening.
Yeah, like the 3+ people.
We got some nice things planned, some nice festive, jolly, holly, jolly things to talk about.
Yeah, all right, so welcome to episode 4 of Epic Trollers. This is the holiday special. I have with me right now a returning guest.
Hello.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, it's me, Jacob, or KYS Jack, or Starman, whatever you know me as.
Yeah, we got the boy right here.
It's me. Hello.
All right. So how are you? How was your Christmas?
It was very nice.
I
spent time with family, and I opened a couple of gifts. I got a lot of gift cards.
Oh hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. So I have. Currently, my cash deposit is quite high.
Oh yeah, quite high.
Yeah, so I got lots of money.
I only got like $50. They were like, "Hey man, go wild!" I was like, "Oh hell yeah!"
Oh, $50.
Oh fuck yeah, dude!
I can buy a decent game with this money.
Dude, I can buy like two things with this. Yeah,
like you can buy two Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogies.
Whoa, I could. Oh, wow! Why did I think of that? Wow!
Hey, Crash.
Oh, hell yeah, no, Crash.
Anyways.
But yeah, I got a... We don't talk about Crash in this podcast. But yeah, I got a... literally, the only thing I got for Christmas was Call of Duty. The new Call of Duty Black Ops 4. That's literally all I got.
Black Ops 4. I've heard it's very, very good. But it's fun.
Yeah. Oh, you cut out for a little bit. All right, you were good. My God.
Oh, shit. We gotta end. We gotta end the podcast now. Restart.
Damn it. We start all over now.
God damn it.
But yeah, it's it's whatever. I'm not really like a big fan of first person shooters, but it's fine.
But you play TF2 though.
I mean, but that's a good first person shooter. You know what I'm saying? you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
No.
But yeah, I didn't get really a lot of time with family because we don't really see our family a lot.
Does your family do the whole thing where like they spend most of the like Christmas time is mostly spent on Christmas Eve rather than Christmas Day?
Not really.
I know a couple people that are like that.
Nah, it's just like we like go out to eat if it's not packed. Like the day before, the day of, usually at night.
Oh, okay.
And then we're, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's usually just us. And we're like, oh, wow, that's pretty nice. We don't get, yeah. And I got like $50. I was like, oh, go nuts, kid.
I
was
like,
oh.
Yeah. I haven't even got like most, I didn't get any gifts from my mom yet because a lot of them she ordered online and they just haven't came in yet. So she was just like, you're not going to be opening anything for me. And I was like, that's fine. So like when it came down to opening presents, I got like one thing. And everyone around me was like, oh, he's got nothing.
It felt bad for him.
No. I was like, don't worry, everyone. My Christmas spirit.
Guys, don't panic.
Guys, like hold the phone. It's okay. My presents are on the way.
They're on the way, fellas, I swear.
Yeah, I promise. Like,
fucking drone. Like little drones. They zap you.
Yeah. they show up to your door, they drop your package on the floor, and then they give you a good zap and say, thank you. And they fly away. And they fly away.
But yeah. So first topic. Let's move into it. Do you have any funny Christmas related stories from past holidays?
Let me think. I remember.
I got a good few ones. Well, go ahead.
I remember one of the funnest Christmas days when I was a kid was because what we do at my house is we set out like on Christmas Day, like the really early in the morning. My mom will set out all of my quote unquote gifts from Santa out in the middle.
Yeah.
Open. And so it's always really neat to like wake up really early in the morning and see just a bunch of laid out gifts. It's really nice. So what one year I was younger, I had woke up at like 7 in the morning, maybe 6, and I opened my door and there was like a trail of candy canes and leading down the hallway to the living room, and on the walls in the hallway were like notes from Santa and like telling me how good of a boy I was. And
oh, that's sweet. What the hell?
Yeah.
That's
and
sweet.
Like, I think this was before my sister was born. So like, it made sense that like, I was given a lot of this like attention. I don't remember though.
Yeah.
I just remember like being like, oh my God, this is so amazing. And then like walking in and seeing like a new bike and like all this crazy shit, and I was like, oh my God, and I just like lost it. It was like the happiest like time I'd ever been. And
that's cool.
Yeah, and I remember one of the gifts I got was a Ben 10 watch, and it was like
the Omnitrix.
I got the literal Omnitrix. Like it like popped up, and then you could dial it, you could turn the dial, and it would like select the alien, you could slam it down, it would make a noise, and it was
and you would turn into it, right?
Yeah, no, it would literally turn you into the alien. It was pretty terrifying. My mom had to throw it away because I kept destroying everything in the house. I kept turning into the flame alien, and I was burning everything, and then the forearm alien, I kept crushing the walls. My mom was like, stop it, please.
She was getting scared. Like,
when my mom wouldn't give me something I wanted, I turned into the forearm alien and I threatened her.
You threatened her to just like squeeze her hair?
Yeah, I grab her by the head. I'm like,
it does not go that way.
No,
it does not go that way.
No, no,
but,
no.
But go ahead. What was that?
There was another time where I totally forgot what I was gonna say. Well,
it's fine.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's a really sweet story. My Christmases were way different because growing up as a person who didn't celebrate Christmas, that was like interesting. It was interesting, especially like in school, like in kindergarten. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was gonna make a stupid joke. Never mind.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say you're Muslim, right? That's why you don't celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, I'm Muslim, dude. I'm Muslim. No, but
Jesus Christ.
But so like, you know, in kindergarten or like in like third grade or whatever, right? Like you're in elementary school. Mm-hmm. Literally like everyone was like, oh dude, oh, we're gonna go watch the Polar Express, we're gonna have hot cocoa, you know, like that cheap stuff.
Oh yeah, the no, they did that every year in elementary school.
Yeah, literally every year around December. And you know, being the kid I was, I was like, oh, I would have to tell the teacher whoever was in charge. I would be like, oh yeah, I can't watch this, dude. I can't do any of this.
Oh yeah.
They were just like, oh crap. So what they would do is they would send me to the library with like a billion gazillion like mazes, like printout mazes that they like printed off the internet.
Yeah. I remember those.
And they would give me like a box of like those like doughy cookies with like the frosting on them. Mm. And then they'd be like, all right, go nuts, go play on like Cool Math or something, whatever was popular back then, on like the computers.
Oh, that's really cool. So, that's kind of sweet though. They're like looking out for like the little guy, you know?
Yeah, so I was just like, oh, you know, this is cool. This is like my own little thing, and I felt real special because it was like, oh, no one else gets to do this, you know?
That was my, I lived my entire elementary school life like that because I'm hypoglycemic, and it was really bad as a kid. If you don't know what hypoglycemia, for those who are listening to, it's a blood sugar problem. I can't control my blood sugar very well. It's very, very low, and it spikes at times. And
oh, that sucks.
Yeah, so like I have to watch what I eat, especially sugary stuff. And if I don't eat at all, then like I can fall unconscious, and it gives me very it's chronic, and it gives. I'm basically pre-diabetic for it. Like it's gonna pave a way for me to become diabetic sometime in my life. Like it's kind of just inevitable. It's whatever though. I mean, like I live my life freely, but as a kid, it was very bad, and the doctors would not allow me to like go do anything recreational, like go out in PE. I couldn't play in PE, and I couldn't go out in recess. So yeah. Like for PE, I would sit. The gym, because the gymnasium was like the auditorium as well, you know?
Yeah.
So like what they would do is they would sit me up on the stage, and a lot of the times they had the curtains closed. So I would sit up on the stage with the curtains closed and these dim lights that are just shining in, and I would play Legos by myself while the other kids played like freeze tag and all these other games, and I would watch them. And like the kids would be like, why can't he play with us? And the teacher's just like, because he can't. Like,
because he can't. He's infected.
Yeah, no, like, it literally, I was outcasted for such a long time because they thought I was, like, diseased. Like, they just didn't know what was wrong. Like, because, like, the teachers didn't technically know what was wrong. They just were given a doctor's note and ordered by the school not to let me do stuff like this.
Yeah, and they were just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, so, like, they didn't know the answer. So they just were like, oh, because he can't. And, you know, kids wanted me to, and then eventually they were just like, oh, he's scary. And, like, at recess, I would sit with the teachers. So, like, you know, part of me was like, oh, this is cool because it's my own little thing and no one else can do it. Because, like, kids would try and play Legos with me, and the teacher would be like, no, go play, like, with your football stuff or, like, whatever. Do yeah. Yeah, go be athletic. Well, let this kid be a loner. leave him alone.
Forever alone, dude.
Oh.
Nah.
Yeah,
go ahead.
what's funny?
Well, what did you even say? I didn't even hear you. Uh-huh. Like, oh, I even like
uh-huh.
Ow.
But yeah, no, I had my own little thing like that too. I loved that feeling as a kid. But then it got old. I was really kind of sad for a while.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
But like, because like basically that happened to me. Like, that's like how I told you. Like, literally every holiday. Like, whether it be Valentine's or Easter or whatever it would be, like, for me, I'd have to, like, be excused. And, but your scenario, like, especially with the PE thing, like, that's basically, like, everyone's dream. Like, they're like, oh, I don't want to do PE stuff.
Cause yeah.
Especially me in elementary, I remember a lot of kids, they didn't want to do, like, PE very early on. And I was like, oh, okay, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, because then you had to do, like, the pacer test and shit. And it was like...
Yeah, you did have to... You have to do like a pacer test, and like you have to do like push-ups and
Yeah, no, but they and what's
especially at, like a young age.
What's funny what's funny is that like they even though I wasn't allowed to like on regular days play in PE, I had to do the pacer test. That was the one like athletic thing that I was required to do because they didn't know what else to like because that was like a test. Like that was like your
yeah.
That's how you were graded with that, and they they didn't know what else to give me, so, like, they would give me the pacer test, but I had, like, such a huge handicap. Like, I basically did maybe, like, a quarter of, like, the amount of laps that, like, everyone else had to do, and they would give me the full grade.
Oh, so they just, like, scaled it down?
Yeah, they were like, if you can do 10 laps, like, you're good. And then, like, while other kids are doing, like, fucking, like, 50 or 60...
Holy moly, dude.
Yeah.
I remember the pacer test and stuff.
Yeah.
It was like, I was never like bad at it per se. It was just like, oh, you know, you do it.
It's. If you were good at it, you were really cool.
Yeah, if you had like a really high number, people were like, oh, did he say I'm.
He's unbeatable. He's a god.
You're like basically like the god of the school. If you had like a higher, like a really high number. That's like true. That was basically your popularity status.
It was.
In a value. Like, in a value you can read.
There's a lot of memes about it, but, like, it's really true. Like, That's just, it's, if you were the fastest runner, if you were the most athletic as a kid, you were the coolest.
And yeah, it's also weird. Go ahead.
I was just like, I was the polar opposite, so it really didn't do well on my image.
Yeah, it was like, for me, it was just like, 50-50, and no one really cared.
Yeah.
I usually kept a low profile, especially in elementary. But I was going to say, you don't really see that kind of dynamic like in middle school, but in high school, you see it again because it's like a lot of sports. So it's like, oh, they brag about the fastest again.
Yeah, kind of. But you know, there's more things that go on in high school. So it's like, yeah, and there's kind of cliques. Like, it's not like there's different things that people are into. Like at that point in high school, you have your own interests, and like, you're not going to be like, this guy runs super fast, he's going to be my best friend, he's the coolest. It's like,
yeah,
it's like you don't give a shit. Like if you're in band and, you know, there's a guy that runs the fastest in the school, that doesn't mean you're going to automatically draw towards that person. Like you're probably going to draw towards more someone that's in band and is probably better at playing an instrument than you, you know.
High school is like real divided.
Like, it is.
It's like you got like the people who are like athletic. And then you got people who are like, oh,
you know, got the nerds, like you got the memers, you got the
you got the nerds, you got the goths, the jocks, the
you got the gamers. Don't forget
you got
them.
The gamers.
Don't forget them.
Don't forget about the gamers.
Don't forget about the gamers.
Okay, but you know what? But I remember. Do you remember anything from recess?
Recess. Well. For the most part, I never played in recess, but I remember, I have a lot of memories at recess because...
Well, I know you just told me you were like, you didn't really do recess.
Well,
go ahead.
It was probably like till fourth grade is when like I was given permission to go to recess. Fourth or fifth grade, I don't remember what grade it was, but it was towards the end of my elementary school years. And I remember me and my friends would do so much crazy epic stuff on recess.
Huh.
Like we would play Naruto. We would do Naruto battles in on the playground, and
do some like LARPing.
Pretty much. And there's this one kid, he was like I'm gonna be Sasuke, and I was fine with that because I love Naruto and I thought he was the coolest, and I was like, he's the strongest too. And kid was like, no, Sasuke is the strongest because he has the Sharingan. And I was like, shut up.
Shut up, I don't want to hear
like, they're like, what does Naruto have? And I was like, Nine-Tailed Fox. And they're like, yeah, it's not that strong. Sasuke could beat it. And I'm like,
what does Naruto have? Sexy ninjutsu, dude, come on.
Yeah, bro, we make your nose bleed.
I remember everyone used to reference that. I was like, oh, dude, look at him. He turns into a girl.
He turns into the girl, got the boobies.
But it was always, like, censored with, like, a cloud of, like,
it's always censored with a cloud of steam.
I was like, okay, well.
Yeah, well, like, damn it, I can't see boo-boo.
Basically.
I mean, I didn't have that problem as a kid. I used to go on Newgrounds a lot, and so I saw boo-boos.
I saw a lot of boo-boos, you know?
Yeah, I also watched College Humor videos, like the old ones. So,
like How It Should Have Ended and stuff like that?
No, like, have you... There's this one I vividly remember, and it's like the end of Mario World, and, like, Peach comes out of the clown car and Bowser flies off in the distance, like dying or whatever, just something. And then it's like,
dying.
And then like, they start like Peach and Mario start making out, and then they like go to the, like off screen, and then like it follows them, and then it just like leads into a bedroom, and so they start off, and then he's like, hold on, I can't do this. And then Peach is like, what is it? Why? And then he's like, It's not you, it's me, hold on. And then he grabs a mushroom, he gets bigger, and then he looks into his pants, and then like you hear the mushroom noise again. So
what?
So bad. And like they just go at it, and it's literally just softcore porn. That's pretty much what it is. And it was on the
pretty much.
You could find it on YouTube. Wait,
Jacob.
What?
I don't think this is recording.
No, yeah, it is.
Oh my.
Yeah, it is.
Is it? For me, it says it's like on the waiting for others to join.
No, screen. It says two people are recording.
Okay,
18 minutes.
Work out. Okay, sorry about that. Technical difficulties.
Well, Bobby was about to freak out.
I was about to cry, dude. I was like, oh crap.
No.
Because this is good audio, and I didn't want to lose it.
18 minutes of perfectly good audio gone down the drain. That would have not been a Christmas miracle.
Yeah, that would have sucked.
This is kind of like going off not Christmassy. I will say that.
Yeah, you're right.
Let's get back. Let's get back to the festivities, shall we? This is a Christmas special.
The festivitos. Okay. I remember one time I went to was in Mexico. Yeah, it was Mexico.
Mexico.
Yeah, Mexico.
Mexico. That sounds like a PS1 title.
Mexico. Oh, it does, isn't it? Mm. Like an old like Japanese game.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyways, I was in Mexico, and I remember we were like riding around town, the town, like the streets of Mexico in the car, and this is around Christmas time, by the way.
Yeah.
And literally, like, I think all I remember was like all the cars like blasting, like mariachi and Feliz Navidad.
Yeah.
But like all you hear was like fucking like everywhere.
Oh my god.
It's like.
Oh my god! Last night I was laying in bed and I was on the phone and I heard like these loud popping noises, but they didn't sound like popping. They sounded like gunshots. Like they was like a lot. It was like in rapid succession, but like it didn't sound like a machine gun, but it sounded like a handgun like going off multiple times. And I was oh. And I mean, there's been shootings that have happened in my neighborhood like a lot of times. So it wasn't. Someone's like there have been murders in my neighborhood.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, it's bad. It's not like the neighborhood isn't bad. It's just that bad things have happened in it. There are some bad people, but that's a different story. But like this was last night, and I just like heard those popping noises, and I was like, oh. I'm pretty. So someone's either getting lit up right now, or they're idiots and they're shooting off fireworks right now. And so, like, I ran into like my grandma's room, and I was like, "Hey, y'all hear that?" And they're like, "Yeah." Like my grandma was already like about to get up and like check on it, and so like she gets up and she's like, "Jacob, like, lock the door behind me." And she like goes outside, and I lock the door, and then she's like gone for a little bit, and like, you hear the like I heard the popping again, and then like. This time when she came back in, I heard like the high pitched little squeal noises that like fireworks make.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my god, it's just fireworks. But I was kind of, I was like really freaking out because I was like, yeah, I don't want to deal with like another murder on Christmas, you know, like Christmas Eve or like the next day. I just don't want to deal with that. You know, it's supposed to be festive and nice, and it really shook me up for a little bit. And I was like, that was crazy because it was very intense, like. Describing it doesn't give it justice, but like the situation was very, very intense, and I was
yeah, I can see how that.
I was intense, like, oh Jesus,
like, oh crap,
oh, not again. Oh, we're gonna die.
Yeah, but same thing happened here, by the way. I was in the neighborhood, and all I hear in the middle of the night is just like some like popping noise, and I'm like, oh crap, someone's shooting a gun,
bro.
And then I hear like people were cheering. And I thought it was legitimately. I thought it was screaming at first, legitimately.
That.
But then I heard it was cheering, and then I heard more popping, and I was like, I guess it's fireworks. I was like, oh yeah, fireworks.
Yeah, no, like I don't know why you would pop fireworks on Christmas Eve, but I guess that's your choice.
I understand, like New Year's. Like yeah, everyone does
like New Year's is coming up too. Like save your fireworks.
Yeah, that's
would
like,
you not? Wouldn't you not want to save your fireworks for like the time that it's acceptable to do it?
Okay, because like, I don't think even last year I don't think anyone popped fireworks here for Christmas.
Really?
Like, well, I don't think anyone's done that.
That's not like really a thing though. Like popping.
Yeah,
fireworks.
It isn't a thing. Like it isn't.
It's,
it really isn't.
It's not like no one.
That's like popping like fireworks on like. Easter or something.
Yeah, like it's not a thing. Like popping fireworks isn't really a thing on Christmas. Now, like New Year's and 4th of July, yeah, but like that's the only two really acceptable holidays. And if you're and if you're really Irish, then like maybe you do St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, yeah. St. Patrick's, but like anyone that does it on St. Patrick's.
Yeah. So well, even like to be honest, I don't even know any Irish people. So
I'm Irish.
I might ish.
That is not an Irish accent.
Yeah, that wasn't even an Irish accent. What the hell? I'm like, something's wrong.
A really good Irish accent.
I can't do an Irish accent. Like, Oh, we
sound like see, oh, if I can, see if I can sound like Chris O'Neill. Just
you sound like a little chimpanzee.
I can't do Chris's natural voice, a little bit of an accent when he's like, yeah, it comes out, but I like when he does impersonations of his dad. He's like,
I slipped a disc, I can't.
Oh, yeah, I didn't say
don't ever go.
Yeah, it's like, oh, happy birthday. That's good.
Yeah, that's the only time I can actually do it.
I slipped a disc, I can't.
What do you say? Yeah,
yeah, God, that's
Chris O'Feel.
Chris O'Schmeel.
He's gonna listen to this podcast. He's gonna tweet us out.
He's gonna be like, I'm not even kidding.
Listen to this really funny guy's podcast. And it's good.
It's good.
That's the voice that he does. He does,
yeah, he does one
good.
Of those.
It's good. I like it.
He does do that voice.
I like Chris, even though like Oni plays is like really it's gotten bigger in the past like year or so now. And I mean like I'm fine with that, but then it also it's like I used to be able to make like really funny jokes like that, but then people now can pick up on them. And I'm like, fuck, never mind. It's funnier when it's funnier when you make like a
reference no one gets, and it's, yeah, like, you it's know, so funny.
Yeah, because like you think it's funny, and like sometimes they'll think it's funny because it's genuinely just like a funny joke. But then,
now it'll be like, wait a minute, I know where that's
wait,
from.
Is that an Oni Plays reference? I watch Oni Plays.
And you're like,
because like I watch them, but like I don't worship them. I did at one point, but that was like when I first like started watching them.
No, I don't think I ever like worship them. I think they're cool. I don't watch their like Oni Slays videos. They're just like the Christmas specials.
I don't keep up with the 24/7, but I did watch some of the new episode that he did. He dropped one with JonTron.
Oh, that one was funny.
Yeah, I didn't watch all of it, but I watched like the first like quarter of it, and I was like, "Yeah, hey, JonTron's actually pretty funny."
The very end's really funny for that one.
Yeah, I get surprised because like I forget how funny JonTron is. Like,
JonTron's a funny guy
with commentary, like just commentary. Because like you only see him now like with scripted jokes, but like just raw regular JonTron, like just playing a game or whatever with friends, he's pretty funny, and I miss that because like you haven't seen that since Game Grumps.
Yeah, I honestly I've never been a real fan of Game Grumps.
Really?
No, like never.
I have like a weird relationship with that channel, like in the sense that I will go back and watch some of their older series, like their 64 series or their Sunshine playthrough, because I've always just. For one, I can always watch a Sunshine playthrough. That game is fun to play and watch.
That game is godlike.
I love Super Mario Sunshine with like a burning passion. I love it. It's amazing. But enough about that, because I'll go on with that game for hours. I'll go back and watch some of their older playthroughs and some of their newer playthroughs. But like it's just now their newer playthroughs, they don't ever finish the games. They hardly ever finish the game. That's kind of
well, no one really does. Plays,
yeah, but like that's dumb for me though. Like I don't like that because like the whole point of like it's called okay. So if you it's a let's play this game. If you're gonna
it's play, a let's play. Come on,
it's a let's play. Come on, you gotta finish the game.
What is this? It's like AVGN.
Yeah,
what were they thinking?
I was
Fred Fox, I mean, what were they thinking?
Go ahead.
When I used to watch Let's Plays, because I don't always watch them like as much as I do now, because I'll only watch Let's Plays now for like the commentary more than like the actual game. But like yeah. that's how it's kind of grown to be now. It's rather than like let's play a game and then everyone's more interested in the game itself rather than the commentary. But now it's like completely opposite. It's like everyone just plays it to like hear the jokes and then like sometimes the gameplay. It's more focused like on commentary. But like I remember I used to watch Sugar Conroy and he was.
Oh my god! I used to watch Sugar Conroy too. I used to watch his Earthbound Let's Play.
Yeah, his Earthbound Let's Play, and I watched his Sunshine Let's Play, and he was always like, "Hey everybody, it's Sugar Conroy. Welcome back to more Super Mario Sunshine." He's like, "The last episode, we double," and like he would just go on and like, his commentary wasn't like the greatest. Like he wasn't that like like hilarious of a dude. But the thing was, is that like, but my favorite thing about his Sunshine playthrough was that like, he walked you through the game. You could 100% the game by watching him, because he did red coin guides, he did blue coin guides, and he did all the shines, right? He'd be like, okay, we're gonna go and do Pianta Village, and then like he would do all of the shines for Pianta Village, go back, do the 100 coin star and or shine, yeah, and then do the red coin shine, like all these like things, and he would make like, his videos are super well organized in their playlists, and like I remember like as a kid watching him and just being like, wow, like this is fun, like I enjoy that he put all this work in this, and like it makes,
yeah, they just don't like make them like they used to
these let's plays
these let's plays nowadays, I don't make them like that.
You got the game grumps, they don't even finish the games.
You got game chumps. You got oldie plays. You know.
You got Markiplier and Jacksepticeye.
Well, they actually do finish games, don't they?
Markiplier does. I think Markiplier does on some games, but like Markiplier also like he plays so many that it's like he sometimes takes a break or like just kind of doesn't always finish it. But like he's pretty good with finishing games. I remember when I remember I watched his entire Baldi playthrough. That was fun because like,
oh, isn't that the one where like got like really mad?
Yeah. Oh, you never like seen Baldi?
No, I've seen the game. I know what happens. I know how you beat it.
Oh, okay. It's like the spooky game where he follows you through the school. It's basically like Slenderman, pretty much, but with like mechanics that make it like more strategic.
Yeah, personally, I think it's also like a better aesthetic.
I really like the thing is, I'm sad that it became such a it got engulfed in like this really weird fan base. But like,
don't even give me.
Oh, dude, the Baldi fan base. It's funny. It's not huge, but it did some weird shit. It was fucking
weird. Yeah, they did
some weird.
Oh no!
Oh, but like it's a very smart game, and like I thought for what it had with little resources, like it's super. I want to play it. I just don't have a PC to do it. But like I was always like, wow, this game's interesting, and like it actually requires skill, and like you have to, you have to play it like over and over to be able to beat it.
Well, skill's a little.
I mean, you have to build a strategy. Okay. All right. How about
it's
that?
A strategy, but then you also have to like rely on like very
and luck
RNG.
And luck. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like I think it requires some sort of skill to like be able to form a good strategy. You know.
Yeah. I don't know. I know what you mean.
Yeah. We're going on. We're getting completely off track of our festivities.
Well, I mean, we don't gotta be like festive.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, if we just limit ourselves to that, it won't be like that big of a podcast.
That's true. Well, comment down below what your favorite Christmas time was.
I don't think there's a commenting system on.
Well, I don't care, but
do it anyways.
DM me all of your favorite Christmas movies, songs, moments of your life. My at is KYSJAK. That's both my Twitter and Instagram. Do it, because I got nothing else to do.
Do it.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Fucking do it.
Fucking do it.
I'll give you time to write down my name. Okay, time's up.
All right. Time's up.
Time's up. All right. Continuing.
But yeah, I was going to tell you a story for recess. Before, like, I freaked out about like the whole... Oh, it's not recording. I was going to say, one time I was at recess and what was it? I, like, met some dude. He was kind of like an acquaintance, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I met him, and we were talking about games. And I was like,
talk about video games.
Yeah, we're talking about video games, you know? And I asked him, oh, dude, what's your favorite video game, dude? And I thought he would say some stuff like, oh, I like, you know, I like Mario, whatever. I don't remember exactly what grade this was. I'm pretty sure it was like fifth, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Or like somewhere around there. Where he was just like, oh, dude. My favorite game is Garry's Mod. And I was like, Garry's Mod? What is that? And he was like, oh, dude, it's a computer game where you do whatever you want. And I was like,
sounds kind of gay.
No, I was like, what sounds? No, yeah, but I was like, that sounds really fake, dude. I was like, that sounds super fake, man. Like, I don't think that's a real thing. And I was like, why is it called Gary's Mod? And he's like, I don't know, it's just called Gary's Mod. And later, I remember this, like, specifically later, I think this is 2 years, 2 years after, maybe like a year. I'm not very good at time. I saw, like an image of like Ness and Lucas in a swimming pool from like, it was one of the Valve games, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, whoa, how did they make that, right? Like, how did, that's not like a...
That's not from the game, what the fuck?
Yeah, you can't do that, in Brawl, like, it was the Brawl models.
Yeah.
I was like, you can't do that in Brawl. And, I was like, Gary's Mod, and I was like, oh my god.
This
like,
is what, you can do this in Gary's Mod?
I was like, sign me up! that's when I made my Steam account, though, and the first game I got was TF2, and it ran at, like, at 3 frames per second.
Oh my god.
Well, yeah, it was pretty epic.
I remember when I, like, when I had a PC, it was actually, like, a really, like, kind of like a shitty Acer laptop. It wasn't the best, but I remember, like, I really wanted Gary's Mod as a kid, but, like, I kind of grew up, like, not wanting to, like, ever ask anyone for anything. Like, I was just that kind of kid. I was always too afraid to ask for stuff, and, like, just because, like, I was very humble, and I was like, I'm fine with everything that I have, but, like, inside, like, there'd be things that I want, and I'd be like, I want it really bad, and then, like, I was the opposite.
I was like, hey, man, give me this right now.
No, I could not. I was afraid. I was a very, like, scared, fragile child. I was always, like, really anxious about shit all the time, but, I never asked, and I think I remember, like, I found some, like, really shitty, like, knockoff Gary's Mod or something. I can't remember. Oh, yeah. I tried, like, downloading it, but, like, not through Steam. So, like, it was obviously not really Gary's Mod. And, I don't know what happened after that. I just remember, like, being like, this isn't it.
You blacked out.
It transported me.
Yeah, hazy memory. like, whoa, all I can remember was, I didn't play it afterwards.
It was just black. I just went white. I couldn't see anything.
All I remember was pitch black.
I was in the darkness and I heard screaming. Screaming at the children.
Yeah, but, what's another thing? I downloaded... Okay, so this is on my computer. I downloaded... Or my brother, I should say. Downloaded a goddamn Roblox. On browser. And he was like, dude, we can play Roblox. And we played it for like a minute. We played it for like 5 minutes, and we laughed and stuff. We're like, aha, we get on the servers, or like we try to survive, or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, like shit's falling. And then literally after, like we like booted off of Roblox, the computer would just not turn on anymore. It was like, oh, and we started crying. I was like, no.
I went through a humongous Roblox phase. Like,
I never did. We played it for like 5 minutes.
Well,
man.
The thing is, like, because you can play it on browser, but like you have to, like, you can download it from browser. Like, all you just like go to the website, and like when you go to play a game, it'll just be like download the player, and it's like, okay, and then it just installs itself, and then you can play. But I remember the first Roblox game I ever played, and it was really stupid. And it was like sit in like a crashing plane or something like that. But it was like Valentine's Day edition, and so like the plane was just red, and you just like went in the plane, and you sat in it, and it would like, oh,
can you?
Oh, you? Oh man, there must have been a big cutout. Sorry to everyone. Sorry for anyone listening. I probably. Transfer it over to y'all too, and if not, then... Hello.
Whoa.
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 Back. Whoa.
Whoa. Back. Sorry
oh,
about that.
That was
that,
weird.
Folks. Yeah, that was a really weird glitch. I don't know exactly what happened, but you know.
Things happen. Technical difficulties.
Yeah, you know, stuff happens. Enough said. You know.
Yeah.
Bird up. You know.
Bird up. Well, we're sorry about the unusual cutoff with the podcast. It was out of our control. We hope that those who are listening have a wonderful Christmas.
Yes, we do. Everyone, happy holidays.
Yes, happy holidays. I hope we hope that you all got the gifts that you enjoy, and got to spend time with your family, your friends, whatever you do.
Yeah, do whatever, man. Come on.
Have fun. But
yeah, have fun. That's important.
We also apologize for the unusual cutoff, and so this is just to make up, to tie loose ends.
Yeah, a proper ending.
Yes, a proper ending to the Christmas special. Definitely made it special in a way that we weren't expecting.
Yeah.
But, Well,
this has been... All right, say it with me, because none of my guests say it with me on the same time, okay? So, ready?
All right.
We're going to say this has been Epic Trollers Holiday Special, okay? At the same time. Ready? Okay. 3, 2, 1.
This has been... Epic Trollers Holiday Special.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, woo!
Woo! But yes, this has been Jacob and me.
Hey.
On this podcast, signing off. Yep. Thank you, folks.
Thank y'all.
Goodbye. Bye-bye. Happy holidays. Goodbye.